couple of good men in the field, eh? This is a poem that obviously owes something to the flighting tradition. You remember that kind of thing, Catherine, from medieval studies. Dunbar's the flighting of Dunbar and Kennedy. These slanging match poems. Well, Barnes has got it down to a fine art. Isn't he good at writing conversation? There are not many poets who can write convincing conversation in verse. Okay, Shakespeare does it, but that's blank verse. We're not talking about rhyme. When you put rhyme in it, this gets seriously difficult. Chaucer could do it, of course. Canterbury Tales, Troilus and Crusader. How about William Barnes, though? I think that takes a bit of beating. Well, now, after that great comedy, we're going to get serious again, ladies and gentlemen. Our fifth poem, Rusticus Emigrans, the fourth in the original list. It doesn't really need translating. The countryman emigrating. No prizes for guessing where he was emigrating to. Not being transported. We're not talking about convicts here. We're talking about free settlers. And by the way, South Australia has a significant proportion of free settlers from the West Country. Now, this is historically so. I've looked into it, I assure you. I don't think you'll need much vocabulary to understand this poem. It's one older man saying goodbye to a younger man who is taking his family abroad because he can't make ends meet. I think the only word that might cause you any trouble is the word cads. It's just suddenly occurred to me it might be connected with cadging a lift. A cad is a passenger who hasn't paid for his ticket, and the coach driver gives him charges him money and puts the money in his own pocket. That's what giving somebody a ride for cads is. So, ladies and gentlemen, Rusticus Emigrans, or emigration.